Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Felix Jose. Batting second. The center fielder, Brian McRae. Batting third. The DH, George Brett. Batting fourth. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Wally Joyner. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Chris Gwynn. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Craig Wilson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jose Lind. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Chris Haney. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The first baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The second baseman, Brant Gates. Batting fourth. The DH, Ruben Sierra. Batting fifth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Scott Brosius. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Craig Paquette. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Lance Blankenship. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Sean Hillegas. And now, play ball. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jose hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seitzer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jose for the out. One out. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae bunts towards the right side of the infield. Gates fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McRae moves to third. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane takes first base on ball four. Brett moves to second. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joyner hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McRae tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Royals. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gwynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into left field. Gwynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gates takes first base on ball four. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Athletics 0. The Royals will come to bat. Craig Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson takes first base on ball four. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne takes first base on ball four. Wilson moves to second. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind bunts towards third. Paquette fields it and throws to first for the out. Wilson moves to third. Gagne moves to second. One out. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jose is 0-for-1 in the game. Jose hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Gagne scores. Jose moves to second. It's 3-0, Royals. Brian McCray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jose. The throw from Steinbach and he is safe. Jose steals third. Brian McCray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCray is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCray hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jose scores. It's 4-0, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Brett reaches second base with a double. McCray goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Royals. Storm Davis now pitching. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McFarlane takes first base on ball 4. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joyner is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Joyner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brett scores. McFarlane moves to third. Joyner moves to second. It's 6-0, Royals. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gwynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Gwynn hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Blankenship. Gwynn reaches second base with a double. McFarlane scores. Joyner scores. It's 8-0, Royals. Craig Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gwynn moves to third. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards third. Paquette fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach hits a fly ball into center field. McCray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Brosius is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brosius hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette strikes out. Two outs. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-2, Royals. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship hits a fly ball into center field. McCray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Athletics 2. The Royals will come to bat. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-0 in the game. Lind is called out on strikes. One out. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jose is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Jose hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Blankenship. Jose reaches second base with a double. Brian McCray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCray is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McCray hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose scores. It's 9-2, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Gates fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards third. Paquette fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0-for-1 in the game. Seitzer strikes out. Two outs. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gates is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gates hits a fly ball into left field. Gwynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Athletics 2. The Royals will come to bat. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joyner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Joyner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seitzer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Joyner for the out. One out. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gwynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Gwynn strikes out. Two outs. Craig Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0-for-1 in the game. Sierra hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-1 in the game. Steinbach hits a line drive into right field. Jose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Brosius is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brosius is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brosius takes first base on ball 4. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-1 in the game. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Athletics 2. The Royals will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards third. Paquette fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-1 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jose is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Jose hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. McRae is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bordick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 0-for-1 in the game. Blankenship hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bordick moves to second. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Bordick moves to third. Blankenship moves to second. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0-for-2 in the game. Seitzer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bordick scores. Blankenship scores. Henderson moves to third. It's 9-4, Royals. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gates is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gates hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Henderson tags and scores. One out. It's 9-5, Royals. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0-for-2 in the game. Sierra hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Seitzer moves to second. Mark Gubazon now pitching. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-2 in the game. Steinbach hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of McRae, who is chasing the ball. Steinbach reaches third base with a triple. Seitzer scores. Sierra goes all the way around to score. It's 9-7, Royals. Scott Brosius is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brosius is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brosius strikes out. Two outs. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-2 in the game. Paquette hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steinbach scores. It's 9-8, Royals. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Athletics 8. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Brett hits a line drive into right center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. McFarlane strikes out. 1 out. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joyner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Joyner is walked intentionally. Mike Moeller now pitching. Kevin McReynolds pinch hits for Chris Gwynn. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McReynolds hits a pop-up towards second base. Gates makes the out and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Gates. Brett moves to third. Joyner moves to second. Two outs. Rich Gossage now pitching. Craig Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Athletics 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Kevin McReynolds now playing left field. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blankenship is called out on strikes. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. with a walk. Henderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gates is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Gates hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gubiza fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Athletics 8. The Royals will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gagne bunts towards first. Seitzer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gagne for the out. 1 out. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-2 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jose is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Jose hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brian McCray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gossage fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Gossage. Jose moves to third. Brian McCray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCray is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. McCray hits a ball on the ground towards third. Paquette fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Athletics 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Tom Gordon now pitching. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sierra hits a fly ball into center field. McCray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Steinbach is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Scott Brosius is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brosius is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brosius takes first base on ball 4. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Paquette hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-9, Athletics. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bordick hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Joyner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Royals 9. The Royals will come to bat. Vince Horsman now pitching. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Brett hits a line drive into right field. Brosius settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ed Nunez now pitching. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. McFarlane hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brent Main pinch runs for Mike McFarlane. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joyner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. he's got two RBIs. Joyner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Main trying to get to third. Brocious throws the ball into Bordick, who relays the ball to Paquette, who tags Main for the out. Two outs. Dennis Eckersley now pitching. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McReynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. McReynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Blankenship settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Royals 9. The Athletics will come to bat. Brent Main now catching. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Blankenship strikes out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Seitzer hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Royals 9. The Royals will come to bat. Craig Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seitzer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Gagne strikes out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks pinch hits for Jose Lind. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 10, and Kansas City Royals, 9. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.